The Visitor, Episode 2. Blue helicopter flew out to sea and turned west. After about 20 minutes, the pilot pointed down to the sea below. The passenger was a middle-aged man. He wore a gray business suit. His hair and eyes were gray, too. He looked down. The yacht was there, as it always was. It was a large yacht, and like the helicopter, it was blue. The helicopter landed on the deck, and the man in gray got out. He went to a large cabin below the deck. A younger man with cold blue eyes sat behind a large desk. "Good morning, Mr. Shandor," the man in gray said. He smiled. "Good morning, Harlan. Sit down," the man with cold blue eyes answered. He didn't smile. The man in gray sat down and took some papers out of a gray leather briefcase. He handed them to the younger man. "Here are the plans for the new robot," he said. The man with cold blue eyes studied the plans for about 5 minutes. "Yes, they're all right. You can go ahead with them, Harlan," he said. Harlan took some newspapers out of the briefcase, too. He pointed to a headline on the front page of one of them. "Company director dies in factory fire," the headline said. Harlan smiled.
"The police think it was an accident, Mr. Shandor.
Here, you can read the article." Shandor read the article. For the first time, he smiled too. But it was a cold smile, like his blue eyes. "Very good, Harlan. But I see that the police are investigating the fire."
"Yes, Mr. Shandor. But what can they find out?"
"Nothing. Not if you followed my orders," Shandor said.
"Oh, I did, Mr. Shandor. I did."
Shandor looked at his watch. "And now, what about the other business? Yesterday you told me about one of the engineers at our Southampton factory. You say he's giving information to a journalist. Is that right?" he asked.
"Yes, exactly. And we listened to all his phone calls yesterday evening. The journalist phoned him at home. They're going to meet this evening in Southampton, Mr. Shandor."
Shandor thought for a moment. Then he looked at the third man in the cabin. The third man sat in front of the door. He never moved. His eyes were open, but he never blinked. He wore strange, round glasses. Shandor smiled once again. "I think this is a job for one of our friends here," he said. Harlan looked at the third man and smiled too.